All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and what you've all been waiting for, more Fresh Women. This is the final episode of Fresh Women. I don't know when the next season's gonna come out or what they're doing, but when I know, I'll let you know. And I'm not sure how much longer this episode is gonna last, but whatever happens, we'll try to catch up, because I do like this story quite a bit, and I definitely want to continue with it. I'm all ears. Let's start from the beginning. Wow, it really was a lot. So you have to go to that ball looking for your father. Yes, it's a lot of pressure. Well, now that you've taken the weight off your soul, maybe you want to relax. Physically. Are you ready for part two of our conversation? What are you planning on doing? Look around. They're leaving. Soon the professor will leave as well. And then the room will be ours. Are you ready? Of course I'm ready. Ready. Good answer. Let's begin relaxing. Are you sure it's safe to do this here? No one will see us if we keep it quiet. Don't worry. In fact, I want the opposite of that. I want you to relax. If you keep that up, I'll even forget that we're doing this in a classroom. Excellent. Just means I'm doing my job right. Angela will be happy. Oh, but I'll be happy too. Really? So if I make you happy enough, maybe you'll want to do other things.
Is that so?
What kind of things?
Like coming with me.
Wow, where are you going?
Here.
Tell me you've never thought about fucking a professor before.
A sexy professor?
A sexy professor? Oh, so there is someone that comes to mind. Not exactly.
But you're just a student anyway.
I can be whoever you want, for example.
Wow!
Isn't it better for us to have our clothes on in case someone arrives?
Maybe.
But that would be less fun. This is insane. It's actually pretty hot, too. Fuck it. That's the spirit. Now come closer and let me show you a world of relaxation. How do you feel now?
I feel free.
Yes, that's it. You're out of those clothes
and out of your fears.
Free! There's no reason to resist, huh?
None that I can think of.
So good. Looks like you're enjoying this as much as I am. I can't help it. This big cock rubbing against my ass makes me think things.
Yeah? What kind of things?
Makes me want to use all my senses. Do you hear that wet noise? Hearing and feeling my cock rubbing against you. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm no longer worried about who will see us here. Exactly. Come here. As of now, all I can do is smell and touch and feel you getting hard for me. And then soon, taste the flavor.
Fuck, that's hot.
So what do you say? It's so tasty, I can't wait to extract everything in there. And try it out. Good lord. Like fucking the Hulk or something. You like everything in your mouth, don't you? Of course, but I want more. I want to stroke your balls and milk you.
Well, you should know it's not that simple.
I've even resisted the Hell's Angel sex trial. But I have to admit, there's something very exciting about thinking of a college girl sucking my dick in class. I think she'll be able to make me come pretty fast. Just not yet. That probably just goes back to... Continue. Yeah. Gabby! This isn't fair.
What isn't?
I want to taste you too. Oh, what a pleasant surprise. Here, let me help you.
Like this? God, I'm so wet already. Yeah, just like that. Dinner is on the table. Let me see you up close. Ah, I want to taste you. Kindly at first, appreciating each part, as you should with such a delicate dish. A fine exemplary from a fresh woman pussy. Well, maybe Angela should hire you too. I'm very sensitive down there. What an amazing tongue you have. Ah, it's so good. I'm so wet, I think your dick would slide inside me all at once. Want to try that? Well, maybe it's better to take it easy. I can't stand by what I said now that I'm seeing your huge cock so close to my pussy. We don't have to hurry, do we? Let's take it slow. Nice and slow. Ah, Grim, that feels so good. See, the most important thing is to relax. You're right, Grim. The most important thing is to relax and feel everything. So relax and leave the rest to me. Ah, it's a totally different way of feeling things. All my senses are flickering now. I'm so wet. Can you feel it too, Grim? All I can feel is how tight and wet you are around my cock. Yes, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling all of it. I'm also feeling that this table could give way at any moment. Yeah, I don't think it was made for this. A college professor's desk? Of course it was made to fuck students. My concern is that it could be worn out for that very reason. Haha, he's got jokes. Or maybe you're just thinking about that professor again. Come here, pretend I'm her. It'll be easier if you're not looking right at me. Put your whole cock inside me, nice and slow. Ah, you're right, the professor is hot, but I'm fucking you, not her. I feel touched, after all, you're still a gentleman. But I think it's fun pretending to be her. Fuck me like you'd like to fuck that professor, Grim. Honestly, she was kind of a bitch. So, does she deserve to learn a lesson? Oh yeah, I'd love to spank you. But I don't think it'd be very wise to do that now. We'll have to schedule another talk session then. Or you can spank her directly next time. Both seem like good options to me. Do you like it when I do this? Do you like the freshest fuck... Blah, blah, blah. Let's try that again. Do you like to fuck this fresh woman at the professor's desk? Oh yeah. If you keep this up, Gabby, I'm going to... Remember what you promised me. I want to feel your cum on my body. I want to feel all of your true flavor. I will milk you. Give me everything you've got, Grim. Gabby, where are you going to come on me? Where are you going to come on me, Grim? Ah, wow. Ah. Delicious. Wow, I can't believe what we just did. So, are you more relaxed? I bet you are. I bet you are. There we go. I really am. But maybe now's not the best time to relax, since there seems to be someone coming. What? Who's there? Fuck! What do we do now? If he finds us, I'll lose my scholarship on my first day of college. Gabby. Well? Screw this. Hey, what are you doing here? Me? I'm just a relaxed student. Remember that. Gabby. Run! Come back here! Thank you, Grim. Ah! Ah! That was a bad idea, but let's hope it worked. Hope no one saw me. It should be fine now. Just act naturally. I think he went that way. Hey dude, did you see a naked man running around here? What? He must have gone that way. Everything is fine. A normal conversation with regular college people. Another normal day in Grimm's life. I don't think I have any more classes today, so all that's left to do is to go home. Right. Besides, a charity ball is tomorrow, so I'll be busy all day. Then maybe I should spend the day with my friends. Dylan and Chloe are still in class. Maybe I should check on Julia. Hi, Julia. Hello, you. So what's up? I'm calling because my classes are over, so I thought we could hang out or something. Oh. The problem is, I'm still in class. I think it'll be a while before I can leave. But we can meet at the party later. How about that? Party? What party? The party your friend invited me to. My friend invited you? Yeah, that Russian friend of yours from the book club. Oh, you mean Dylan. That's the name. But between us, there seems to be something wrong with him. Oh, there's a lot wrong with Dylan. But he's alright, I guess. He seems nice, it's just that, I don't know, he doesn't seem like a real Russian to me. She wasn't kidding about being a genius. I don't know what you're talking about. Right, it's not important either. See you at the party later? For sure. Great, back to class. Since I had the time, I decided to ask around about the university housing. But I didn't get any good news. I can't apply for housing until next semester. I thought I could do something to change your mind. I even tried being charming. But I think I only made things worse. Maybe I should have brought Dylan to help me. No, that's exactly what's wrong with me. I don't want to always depend on my friends. Hello, champion. Davila? Oh, she must have come with Angela. Are you also here recruiting girls for the club? Nah, that's Angela's thing. But in a way, I'm also here looking for help. I overheard your conversation. Do you need a place to stay? I thought you lived in a big, expensive house. Oh, you heard that. I used to live in an apartment, but things happened. What things? Did you fuck your landlord's wife or something and he kicked you out? What? Haha, I'm just kidding. You look like a nice boy. Haha, yeah. Well, what matters is that I'm staying in a friend's house, and well, I can't stay there forever. But that's what friends are for, right? Well, yes. But I gotta think about the future, you know? I have to stand on my own two feet. I used to work for a woman I don't trust. I wish I had a place to live and a normal job, doing something I like. And what do you like? Well, I like... Poof. If that's what you like so much, maybe you should come work for us. Ha ha ha, can you imagine that? Ha ha. I mean, we're expanding, and we will probably need help. Also, you get along well with Alfredo. Who? Oh, the security. And you already know the bear. Working alongside a bear must be interesting. And it wouldn't be a favor from a friend. I remember what you did to the bear. Angela may have forgiven you, but I haven't. Alright, I get it. There's also a place to stay there. At the club? Yes, we have many rooms. I don't know, Davila. You don't need to answer now. Just call me when you've made up your mind. Thank you, Davila. Don't take this the wrong way, but I didn't expect this kindness from you. Kindness? We work hard at the club. It has nothing to do with charity. Of course. Charity. Wait. The club is kind of old in the city, right? Isn't it? Well, yeah, I think so. Very old. Why are you expanding right now? Do you buy sex toys from a certain woman who owns a beach house? Do you have an event to attend? Wow, calm down. So many questions, but still. How do you know all that? We have an agreement to send escorts to a dance. They always look for our girls. So the club is going to be there? Perhaps. Where are you going with this? I can already go to the ball, but it'd be nice to have some help in there. I'm looking for someone. Maybe you could help me. Who are you looking for? Do I know them? It's my father. He disappeared a few years ago, and this ball is in his honor. I see. Well, normally it wouldn't do any favors, but you passed our test. You are entitled to a prize that you used to free your friend. But Angela kept insisting it was a noble request and saying you deserved better. Honestly, I don't know what she saw in you. But for her, I can help you. I'm a little offended, but I'll accept the help. I guess you're not so bad. I'll be at the ball, so I'll give you details about my father. Or the details, rather. Anything you learn would be helpful. We have a deal. Anyway, well, there's still a lot of work to be done. By the way, I heard you met the new girl. Are you talking about Gabby? That's right. What did you think of her? She's cool. I hope she'll be a good addition to the team. Good. If you meet other girls who have potential, let me know. I imagine you must have some pretty friends.
Well, I do, but... Wait, potential for what?
That's for another time.
Bye, Grim.
I better just leave, too.
I think taking a walk will help me.
Today I want to relax. Leave the drama for tomorrow. Perhaps drama has its way of finding me.
Hi, Lily.
Can we talk?
I think we have to. But don't worry, I've already moved from the apartment.
She just doesn't need to know I have nowhere to go.
Can you come over?
Wouldn't that be a bad idea?
Don't worry, he's not here.
Sam is a bully. He's all bark and no bite.
But what about you? Are you sure you want to see me?
I don't know, but we need to talk. I'll be waiting for you here.
Shit.
This time I'll ring the intercom just to be sure.
Come in.
What a strange feeling being back here.
Hi, Grim.
Hi, Lily.
Come.
I think you should know. I already left the apartment. I didn't have many things anyway.
Here's the key, by the way.
I see. I'm sorry about that.
You're sorry.
You were the one who kicked me out of the apartment.
And you said what you said.
Why did you tell Sam the truth?
Was it just to feel superior to him?
I just wanted to hurt him.
The things he said.
I know. That's why I'm sorry, but...
Still, we need to talk about this.
Chloe's flash drive! She must have seen the videos we made of Susan and her. This was... There are no words to describe it.
But as scary as it was, I understand your reason behind doing something like that.
I needed to know more.
I'll tell you what I know.
No, thank you.
What? What do you mean?
Susan already told me about Sam's arrangements with my father.
And she also told me about the ball tomorrow.
I see. So are you going to the ball too?
Yes.
Sam won't like this.
He'll be there too. Be careful.
I'll find a way.
Just don't make any more trouble for yourself, okay?
I'll do whatever it takes.
Will you be there as well?
No.
You don't look very well.
I don't want to be anywhere near a place with alcohol.
Right. When we had sex, she'd had a few drinks. And that time she offered me tea, the cup smelled of alcohol. That explains a lot.
I think I should go.
Of course. I won't try to make you stay.
You should take this.
Thanks.
I deleted Susan's videos, but left your girlfriend's. She's pretty, by the way.
My girlfriend? Are you talking about Chloe?
Yes, the girl with the glasses.
She's not my girlfriend.
I see, she's another kind of friend then.
Anyway, she is very pretty. And I wouldn't be surprised if you've already got a girlfriend.
Anyway, I've already taken up too much of your time.
Okay, I'll be off then.
Or, do you want me to stay?
No, you don't have to do that, unless you want to.
Are we pushing our luck? It's a game.
I could stay for a while.
Thank you.
This is a bit awkward. Come to think of it, we've never really talked since we had sex.
So, great. She was the one to talk first.
She's not your girlfriend, huh?
Is there any other girl?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have touched that subject.
But you know, I've been thinking a lot about you and your college adventures.
Reminded me of old times.
I bet there were a lot of guys after you when you were a fresh woman.
Not as many as you think.
You could say it took me a while to bloom.
The boys didn't look at me, only Sam.
He treated me well and praised me. We started hanging out and it felt really good. I even started taking better care of myself. So I ended up getting married at a very young age, and today I feel that I didn't enjoy life very much.
Do you wish you had made the most of your single life?
Yes, especially during my college days. Now I'm happy just being beside a college student.
Come on, you can still go to college.
I've graduated, Grim. I just wish I could relive those years.
I wish I had studied a little less and had gone to more parties.
You're probably not missing out on much.
Even so, I think I would have liked it.
I can throw a college party for you. All I'm gonna need is lots of cheap beer and bad music.
I would say yes, but I don't drink beer.
Right. But I wouldn't mind a bit of music.
Then let's have a party.
Oh, I like this song. You're not supposed to like it. It should just be loud music you try to ignore. Then you suck at parties because I'm enjoying it. I never said I was good at it. So what do we do now? I don't know. I never got to that part. I think we should dance. Are you sure? Usually people are drunk when they dance at parties. I don't need drinks to loosen up. Loosen up, so that's your idea for the next part? Don't you enjoy dancing, Grim? Well, actually, I really like dancing. Wow. I do what I can. These moves, at the same time delicate and rough, and being held like this, makes me feel young again. Don't worry, I didn't drink this time. And I already sent Sam the divorce papers. We're not doing anything wrong. Are you sure? Yes. I don't want you to become my college boyfriend. I just want to feel you again, without the burden of guilt. And I think... No, I hope you want me too. You know what I want. Then we can both have what we want. Now it's a party. Oh. Huh? It's getting better. Is this the kind of party you wanted? It's about to get better than I expected. Way better. Then you wouldn't mind if I got a little more comfortable. I was thinking about doing exactly the same. I hope you don't mind. Fuck! I want it to feel beautiful. Hope you like it too. I do. I like it a lot. I mean, I'm no expert, but this fabric looks really good. It feels nice to the touch as well. I think I'm starting to understand what you're saying. Is that so? Then describe it to me. It feels soft and... My God, well, I'm feeling something hard down there. Glad to see they still get you like this. How could I not? They're fantastic. That's good. So you won't mind a closer look at them. Up close, it's even better. Look. Be careful what you wish for. Although I don't think you're hating it. I can tell by feeling your bulge. Oh, yes. Oh, I can breathe now. Yes, now it's my turn to hold my breath. I love worshiping that big cock of yours, Grim. Wow, things got serious all of a sudden. There's no reason for me to hold back anymore. I always saw myself as free, as someone who could do whatever I wanted, without having to worry about the consequences. But now I see that I was just ignoring them. Today, I accept the consequences. I accept my actions. I agree to suck your dick until I choke. And I think I accept this new Lily. Good, because I wasn't planning on taking no for an answer. So that's the real Lily, thirsty for cock, just for the best cock I've ever tried. This time you're gonna fuck me until I forget my name. No excuses, no holding back, no bra, no panties. Just fuck me good, Grim. Holy shit, you really are going all out. Is it too much for you? Definitely not. Don't worry. I can handle whatever you have for me. Ah, is that so? Then give me everything you've got. I was dying to feel that fat dick of yours again. And I've missed your pussy ever since that day, Lily. It's been a long time. Show me how much you've missed me. Tell me how much you missed me. I've missed you, Lily. Since the day you showed at my doorstep, you've always been on my mind. I wish I'd fucked you so much more, like I'm fucking you right now, so fuck me. Let's fuck like never before. Today you're doing many things for me, but it's only because I want to. I'm also free to make my choices. I know. Thanks for cheering me up today, Grim. As a reward, I'll give you the best fuck of your life. Next, I'm gonna climb on top of you, Grim. Now we're starting to have fun. There's a lot more fun to come. You're going crazy, Lily. I like this song. You should feel happy, Grim. I'm letting you know me. You're getting to know the real Lily. Will you also show me who Grimm really is? The real Grimm, huh? I wonder what this guy must be like. I would certainly like to know. But right now, this Grimm is just thinking about fucking you, Lily. Excellent. I like this version of you. Now, let me look at you. Wow, this is important. Last time, she barely wanted to face me. The fact that we're now looking eye to eye is a huge deal. Oh, Grimm. It's so big. It fills me up inside. Don't stop until I come, Grimm. I won't stop, Lily. I know you like to feel my cock inside you. Yes, I love it. So come while I'm inside you, Lily. Come for me. I'm gonna come. Grimm, I'm gonna... Ah! That was great. I feel renewed. Great doesn't even begin to describe it. Yes, but I'm thinking, you didn't come, and I still know my name. So we have to keep going. Maybe you haven't played with them enough yet. I know they always make you happy. You wanna fuck my tits, Grimm? Come here. Lily, I'll never say no to something like that. That's what I like to hear. I know you like dream of fucking these tits every night. I can't say the thought has never occurred to me. I didn't forget about the last time, but I think you were too shy then. Oh right, we did something similar last time. Now that I'm thinking, our biggest problem was not looking me in the eye. She got weird after a kiss. And this time she's the one who kissed me. What is it, Grimm? Nothing. In fact, it's all good. I'm glad to see you like this. And speaking of feeling good, don't you have something you'd like to release on me? Getting distracted thinking helps me, but oh god, who can resist those tits? I'm really almost there, Lily. Yeah? You can come if you want, Grimm. Or, you can keep fucking me all you want. My holes, or my tits. I know it's gonna drive me crazy seeing your semen on me. This is making me crazy, Lily. And there's more. I don't care if you have your college girlfriends. They wouldn't do this for you. I'm sure they wouldn't be up for it. But I love it. I can't wait to put your whole cock in my tight little asshole. Wow, are you sure? I said the best fuck of your life. It has to be complete. By your surprise, your girlfriends didn't do this to you. In the end, experience will always speak louder. Go ahead. Ah, that's it. Should I keep going? Yes. College girls don't even come close. In fact, I think they could learn a thing or two from you. Oh, you want to teach them, is that it? Aren't your girlfriends keeping up with you, Grimm? Can't they tame that big cock of yours? Well, sometimes they complain. I understand, in part, but that's a good problem to have. You shouldn't complain about your dick being too big. I don't have any complaints. Good, because that's the way I like it. I think you're really gonna fuck me until I forget my name. What makes you say that? Can't you tame my cock? I can do this all day. But then you're gonna climax, Grimm. Come here, let me cream pie you. It's always a good choice. So fuck me more, Grimm. Fuck me. Fill me with cum. Give me everything. Lily, I'm gonna... Ah, that... Wow. Wow indeed. Is this when I look out the window and think your husband has arrived? Former husband. Wonder what he would do if he saw us here. That scares me. Don't worry, Grimm. Sam likes a threat, but he can't do anything about it. Wouldn't be so sure. He did something to my father, I know that. I don't know, Grimm. Sam has many things, but I don't think he would do something like that. What do you mean, something like that? What do you mean by that, Lily? Well, your father disappeared a long time ago. Sorry to say this, but I don't think he's around anymore. And that's what I meant. I don't think Sam would do something like that to anyone. He wouldn't do something like that? He threatened me. Yes, because of the things you said to him. Why are you taking his side? I'm not. Where are you going? I'm leaving. Coming here was a bad idea. Grim! What a huge waste of time. At least I returned the apartment key. I'm free of it now. But I still have Emily's key. She's crazy. But if she really knew me from before, there might still be clues about my past at her apartment. It might not be my best idea, but it's worth a try. I just hope she's not here. Although this time it would be me surprising her. That would be nice for a change. Not today, I guess. So what else are you hiding around here, Emily? Another gift for me, is that it? A towel, some clothes, and a note. Have fun at the party. Which party? Is she talking about tonight's party? Or about the dance? It's a masquerade ball. She wouldn't give me the clothes for that. These clothes for that, I think. But how would she know about the party? How complicated you are, Emily. But at the same time, I can shower here and still change without having to bother anybody else. By the way, hey dude. My bro, where are you? I'm sorting things out. I just want to know if I can leave my stuff at your place for a little longer. Of course, bro, you're always welcome here. I'll need the bag tomorrow for the ball. I'll bring it to you tomorrow, bro. Thanks. See you later at the party. That should be enough. Now you. Emily really knows my tastes. Next time we meet, she'll have a lot of explaining to do. Time to go to the party. This is my first college party. I can't do anything wrong today. And it seems like a good spot to end it out for now, right? Going to the party. Just like we did with being a dick, where we would kind of stop when they throw the parties. But this is a completely different game and a completely different party. Gonna be all kinds of people there and God knows what debauchery. This one felt more like a porn film than an actual game. So there's a lot of sex scenes today. A lot of long sex scenes today. But I don't know what we're gonna get into in this next one. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I think I might have said Hentai Corner or whatever, but yeah, this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with fresh women. I might have even said being a dick, who knows? But whatever.